This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Woody, thank you.
I'm just going through the text. There's been a lot of weird conversations so far this morning.
Yeah, which
going
one?
Back to the surgery stuff, the plastic surgery stuff. So
yeah.
Everything okay on the personal phone over there? Everything okay? I don't know if you ruffled any feathers this morning.
Oh, I do have some stuff.
Oh, boy.
I don't check my phone a lot, man. I'm a bad phone guy, as you know. It drives everybody nuts. And we're comparing on Saturday nights, like, who's bad about the phone and all that stuff. And I always win. Yeah, it's not great. Hey, by the way, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Heat and Cavs tonight, man. Heat get the big test tonight against the Cavs, who are 51-10 on the season. And this could be a matchup, man. This could be the matchup when it's said and done for the playoffs with a 1-8. Anyway, we've got some more stuff to get to. I got to tell you, man, one of my favorite guys had one of the greatest dinners, Stuart Miller, down in South Beach one night. We told stories, and I've never laughed harder and got to know Ronnie Cicely, the former center, first overall pick in the history of the franchise, Mr. Double-Double himself. Ronnie Cicely joins us this morning. Ron, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Joe. Good to be with you again. Nice to hear you.
Hey, we're still alive.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I tell you a couple stories, and you top my stories. And Stuart Miller, I see him the other day. We still laugh. He says he still gets together with you, and it was great seeing you. At the Heat game the other night, I got to ask you, you had that record of double-doubles, Ronnie, for like ever. What was that like to see Bam finally take that thing down at 222?
I was very happy for him. I think he deserves it. He's a hard worker. You know, rebounding is not it's all about positioning. It's all about getting to the ball, fighting for it. So it takes hard work, perseverance, and he's, I mean, Bam has been such an instrumental guy for the Heat as far as doing all the little things, and he deserves it. I mean, it's been holding for 31 years, and I think it's time to pass the torch.
That's a long time to have a record, though, there. I got to tell you, that is a long, long time to have such a important stat of double-doubles every night and rebounds and points. So I got to ask you. Oh, no, before I get to I did want to ask you, where hell have you been, man? It's like you pop up, you've been going to very many games?
I haven't been to many games, but I didn't keep track of the 31 years. So I thought, you know,
wow,
between Shaq and Dwayne, yeah, Wade and Alonzo Mourning and and all the amazing players that have played for the Heat, I thought for sure one of those guys had gotten it already. So when Eric Reed called me up, he's like, you know, he's a couple of games away from getting you. I was like, what? That's insane. That's amazing. And so, you know, records are meant to be broken, and that's that. But I still have a couple of other ones that that are going to be out of reach until further notice. I think that that 34 rebound game is that's going on 32 years or maybe.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one to beat. I'm with you. That's going to be. Now, you know what? Yeah, go ahead. I love the stats. You do keep track. I love that.
Yeah, well, I got refreshed on all that when all this came up. And then I got the most 2020s as well. So I got that's 20 points and 20 rebounds in the same game. And I have 21 of those. So, you know, that could be a little, that could be a good one.
Let's be honest. That's safe. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Ronnie, it's so weird today's game. We're seeing if you're 7 feet tall or close to it, they want you shooting threes now. Like, you work on your 3-point shot. Is it? What do you think of today's game compared to the game you played in?
Listen, it's two different generations. I don't want to hate on today's game. Like, everybody, you know, like our generation is better or whatever it is. But me as a basketball player, forget as a basketball fan. I just liked basketball when everybody had their own position. So, you know, a point guard was the distributor and the center was the big guy inside, rebounding, back to the basket kind of guy. So, you know, the roles were defined and everybody played a certain game. So you would know who played well, who didn't play well based on the roles that they have. This interchangeable business of the point guard is the center and the center is shooting the threes and stuff like that. It's just like watching street ball. I don't know. It just doesn't have those defined roles where the rivalries can be built based on, you know, just you would go back in the day in the 90s when every team had those roles defined, and you would go like, you know, you'd see Olajuwon against Patrick and Alonzo against Shaq and Duncan and Robinson and Karl Malone and all these big guys, Mutombo and... You know, I just feel like the game was a lot sexier back then because you knew who was playing against who.
Right.
And now it's just like, you know, the point guard could guard the center on any possession. And I don't know, I just feel it's just gotten to become like a organized street ball three-point shot contest the whole game. Like, I just for me, it looks... I mean, it's just, I can't watch too... I mean, I'll watch the playoffs, stuff like that when it gets down, but it's very hard to watch when you're just watching street ball.
Yeah, you drive to the basket, and you dish it out to somebody wide open or in a corner or something all the time, and I got to tell you, it drives Ron Rothstein, who's going to join us later in the show, your old coach. It drives him nuts. He got to bite his tongue about half the time because, you know, he hates today's game compared to the things and the way you guys played, for sure.
I mean, it's just also, I mean, the difference in the game is, you know, back then it was just so much more physical and it was just a game where, you know, the team that showed up and played defense and played hard was the team that's is gonna you know, it's pretty much gonna win. But in today's game, it's who, you know, whoever makes that extra pass and makes that 3-point shot. And I don't know. I think that they gotta meet back halfway somewhere. It's like politics. We've just gone all left or all right. How about we meet halfway and get a big guy down on the block with his back to the basket, the classic big man. And he can get double teamed and triple teamed, and then you can make the ball, you know, pass the ball out from there, makes the extra pass, and then make a shot. Or, you know, I'm not a coach by any means, and I'm not trying to play one, but I prefer that double team coming into the post and the movements and the physicality of the game. And you know, you got to earn everything instead of just like kind of a couple pick and rolls and shoot a three.
I think you speak on behalf of a lot of fans. It's kind of refreshing to come from a former NBA player that they kind of want their old NBA game back. Everybody, you know, it's weird now. You look at a box score, and you'll see more than half the shots, and a lot of nights are 3-point shots. Like, you're just, and if you're cold that night, you're losing by 20, 25 points. You got no shot. You're taking so many.
Yes, I agree. And I think it's going to take that one coach. It's going to take that, you know, that team to a championship team, to a championship kind of series. And, you know, because everybody wants to follow the model of what team has won what. So Golden State started this thing. And, and I feel like, you know, like, it's time for another team. Like, I would love to see Philly with Joel Embiid and, you know, Joel Embiid just parking his ass in the paint and
right,
going back, you know, his back to the basket and just destroying guys inside. Why is he out there shooting threes? I have no idea. Like, he could be so much more dominating, taking people inside. But I think it's just the game's changed. The players don't want that kind of pounding on a night on a nightly basis. I just think they don't, you know, they'd rather kind of not go with the physicality.
Yeah. Hey, so I got to get caught up, man. So are you living in South Florida? Are you back here? Or are you still traveling a lot?
I live here. This is my home, but I do travel a lot.
Yeah. Did you settle down on me again, or you? How are you doing? Are you?
I was talking about
relationships. Just me and you. Yeah.
You know what? I got tired of paying out millions of dollars to all these women that I can't make happy. So for now, I'm single.
Yeah. Hey, are you still DJing? Are you still doing that stuff at all? That was a great answer, by the way.
I'm still doing it all, man. I'm still doing it all. I live life to the fullest, and I want to enjoy everything I can whenever I can. And age is nothing but a number to me. And if I can do things, I still play sports every day. I still compete in sports, and DJ is my passion. And as long as I can do that, and I'm getting booked worldwide, so I can't complain. I've been very, very blessed in my life.
Yeah.
I've had three major careers, and at the highest end, I've been super successful in pretty much all the fields except relationships. I always pick the wrong people.
Yeah.
And somehow they're not never grateful, thankful, even though they get paid millions of dollars from me. And I have no idea. I got to figure that one out.
Still. Hey, Ronnie, I got a lot of friends. We're all trying to figure that one out. Hey, Ronnie, this has been great, man. It's so good talking to you. Stuart Miller's laughing somewhere right now, cracking up, man, as he's hearing about this. This sounds like a dinner right here, man. It's great having you, Ryan. I really appreciate it, man.
Thank
Congratulations,
you,
man. All the things you've done here and those numbers, and some of those, like you said, are never going to be broken. Great stuff. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. And congratulations to Bam. I just want to make sure that he's congratulated.
Absolutely. Great guy. Love the way he plays.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Ronnie Cicely, former center for the Miami Heat. What do you do right there? How you doing to ladies? He does great. He does great. Oh, man. All right. Hey, now you get an idea what that dinner was like? Just a little feel for that dinner? Anyway, hey, listen, we got more stuff to get to here this morning here on the 8 o'clock hour. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports senior NFL columnist, going to join us. We got free agency right around the corner. Got a lot more stuff to get to. Ron Rothstein going to join us a little bit later on as well. Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Man, I got to tell you, nothing more frustrating when it hits. And it's going to hit everybody sooner or later. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what kind of shape. Doesn't matter what color you are, sooner or later, everybody gets hit with low T, and usually ED follows. And when it happens, what are you going to do about it? You're going to be tired their whole life and grumpy? That grumpy old man with no sex drive? Gone? Making excuses? You even got your wife and girlfriend making excuses for you? I got rid of it, man. I had it all. In Atlantic Men's Clinic, I went down there. I wasn't even excited about going. Somebody said, come on, go down there. Just meet with them. And it was impressive, man. Got my testing done, the T, the PSA test, Atlantic Men's Clinic, got that done, met with their professionals. They explained everything, and I now realize every man, starting about 40 on, sooner or later, it happens to every man. So you can laugh. Buddy tells you I got ED and low T. They might laugh, but they probably have it too. And if they don't, they will real soon. Call 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. I promise you, get that first appointment set up and make some changes today. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com for more information. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Listen, man, I had something happen. I don't mind telling you, and I'm embarrassed, but I know it happens, and I saw it on the front of the paper today. I was reading the Sun Sentinel or Miami Herald, both of them early this morning, and they said the stomach flu is going around, and I go, yeah. Yeah, I know. I caught it.
Don't have to do this. I just want you to know.
I
dared you to do it.
You dared me. And I'm not. It happens.
You don't have to. No, it doesn't happen. And you don't have to do this.
So I've never had it happen before. So I came in and my stomach was really hurting. And, you know, I'd been on the I've been sitting in a lot of time in the restroom.
You have the norovirus thing that's going around.
Yeah, yes, man, it's bad. Yes. It's bad. It's bad. Now, I'm okay. I feel okay, so I wanted to work. I don't want to just sit at home. That doesn't help me, sitting at home. And
well, it might help yesterday.
So anyway, I come to sit down. First guy here, and I sit down, and I go, oh, no. I got crap all over myself. All over my, just terrible. And now the good news was nobody was here yet from the other seven stations. And it was a mess. I cleaned it. I'm cleaning myself up, and it's, you know, I'm, and nothing I could do.
Can I ask you a question?
And then I had to, and I had the main man coming in yesterday to do stuff.
Oh, that's why you, okay. So let me ask you this.
What?
Why did you feel the need to start telling people? So yesterday was a weird day. I knew your stomach was really bad.
And I said, stay away. I said,
and you asked me, do I have anything to clean with in there? Right. And we do have like...
you have everything.
We have Lysol wipes in here because the people that work at night make me sick. So we have Lysol wipes. So
I've never done that before.
You asked me for one. Yeah. And yeah, it did catch me off guard. And so we brought you one in there. But yeah, that wasn't what you wanted.
No,
you wanted...
Man.
And then like the next break, you asked for spray, which we also have back here.
You know, I don't think I've ever... I'm sure it's happened before. I can't remember. But I was here at work, man, and there's no backup plan once I'm here. It was bad. So I'm just warning everybody, respect your stomach, man, if it's talking. It was terrible.
So your underwear is theoretically, I mean, still in there in
garbage. No. I washed and
because they don't, like, I mean, I'm guessing they don't take it every day.
But it was.
Wow. Lucky you didn't wear those Wimbledon shorts yesterday.
Oh, no. Thank God they were dark. No, it was bad.
Like Jimmy Butler.
But I kept everybody around me because I know that funk was
I can't believe you. I got to give you credit, man. I can't believe you told people. Like, you called me yesterday and you came clean about the whole thing.
I came clean because it was weird.
I had no idea.
I never say, hey, tell the main man not to come, not today. I'm really sick. Well,
I knew you were sick. I could tell you were sick because you were getting the chills and whatever. But I did not know about that incident.
Rough day, man. Rough day.
Did you make it home? Okay, I mean, did you like?
Yeah, because everything happened at this chair. It was terrible. Anyway, hey man, I'm done. I crap myself, man. I mean, it just happened. Yeah, like, hey. If you can't be honest with your friends, who can you be honest with, man?
I appreciate you telling the truth, I guess.
All right, so anyway, this stuff, if you're going to work through it, you know. But I did feel better when I saw the article this morning in the front. It says, hey, stomach flu hitting South Florida. Mm. And I went, yeah, now I know.
Could be a good time. Someone makes a great point. It's this perfect time for dude wipes. Get your sales crew on it. You ever seen dude wipes?
No, but I saw the, because the joke has been those thing that the women are wearing now, the older women, they put on from leaking or something. I thought about that, putting those on. Try to get a bigger pair to fit me.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, hey,
talking about.
A lot of other stuff. Pete Prisco. Kind of hard to go from crapping myself yesterday to Pete Prisco.
You want some more?
CBS Sports senior NFL columnist is going to join us coming up. And then... Ron Rothstein will join us a little bit later on. Hey, man, it just happened. You guys can say it every one happened. If it hasn't happened to you, good. I hope it doesn't, but I just tell you it happened.
This wasn't like you just like squeeze a little hard and like this was a full-on.
Yes.
Okay.
This was.
Like full-blown.
And I didn't even know. I was walking down, and I thought maybe, but when I went to sit down, I was like, when the hell did that happen?
Bro, listen, in the future, that might be a cue to go home.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Have you go home and, you know, have your wife clean your underwear and just, you know, sleep it off.
She doesn't want to hear about that.
No.
She doesn't want to hear about it. But anyway, stuff happens, man. I like to let you guys know, stuff happens sometimes. I'm not proud of it or anything else. It just happened. Stomach flu. Why is everything that's out there, though, seems to find me? Right? Like, whatever, like, they'll go, oh, we have a break of, you know, and I'll go, no.
Well, I told you why. You got all those kids in your life now. The little kids are the ones, man.
And my granddaughter, I was with my granddaughter, and she wasn't feeling well at a T-ball game.
There you go.
She sent me a nice little video today and said, "Papa, I'm sorry. I had it for a few days.
Yeah.
I had the same thing happen that Daddy said happened to you." So I said, "Okay." You know?
No one else in your family.
And then they're laughing. Then they're all laughing. But there is a good laugh, like, because it
was
me.
No one else in your family did that, right?
No, they're all... I stay away from everyone when I have this
stuff. But I'm saying they didn't, like, go to the bathroom.
No.
Okay.
No, just...
themselves.
Woody, I was butt naked, though, cleaning myself, and I was just praying.
In the bathroom there, really?
In the big bathroom back there. No walk on, hoping Kenny didn't come early and walk in there, and I'm butt naked. He goes, "What are you doing, bro? I didn't want one of those what are you doing, bro, moments that you can have." Anyway.
People appreciate your honesty, by the way. So they love Joe Rose, number one realist in the game. You are, by the way, I give you a lot of credit for admitting that over the air.
It really happened.
I know it did. I believe you because, again, you so asked guys, me for spray yesterday.
So
and
those
you
guys,
usually do not.
So
that's
I'm
not
sitting here
you do.
Still in half that junk that's on my trunks. And I'm thinking, those guys are coming to do the next show. And I go, "Woody, can you get me some wipes and your spray? I don't want to get anybody sick in here." But the truth was the other problem.
So Tobin was in yesterday. I don't know if Leroy was in or not. But Tobin
no, they were both
in.
Here.
They were both there.
I saw them both.
That's surprising. Usually Leroy likes to come in early and give his opinion on stuff.
Will you stop taking shots at Leroy? Can you leave Leroy alone?
Please. Leave him alone. He's in there working in your bathroom. You probably are the first person to do that in there. I'm sure someone's puked in there, but that's definitely the first.
Oh, puke. You can get out if you're sick. You puke. That's different.
I'm trying to think. I feel like someone might
I'm
have
telling
puked
you,
in
I had
before.
No chance on this thing. There was no chance. It just happened.
What already happened, you said?
Yes, I had no idea. I was walking and it already happened. And by the way, it wasn't just a.
Yeah.
Bam!
A blowout.
It was. Oh. What the hell happened, man? Anyway, crazy stuff, all right? Crazy stuff. I'm not proud of any of this stuff at all.
Said you can borrow diapers from the grandkids.
Well, maybe I will, okay? Maybe I'll have to start bringing that.
The worst combo you can have, Joe did. He drinks a gallon of coffee and then gets norovirus. Welcome
no,
to the Thunderdome.
By the way, great great.
You're
point.
Still guzzling coffee for some reason.
Like, I did.
Like you didn't learn your lesson.
But I've
yesterday.
Been going on breaks, going down there, taking care of it.
If you go to the bathroom on
how
yourself
again. How long does
again,
this thing last, man? That's all I want to know.
We're going to put it on film and put you on social media if you do it again.
All right. Hey, right now, can we just go to break? Because we've got our man Pete Prisco coming up, Ron Ross. All right, I told you. You saw
these are funny.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Somebody said...
People are mean, man.
If they walked in on you naked with the carpet match, the drapes, jet black.
No. Oh, no. It was very watered down, if you know what I mean. All right,
next time Joe has an issue, can you put those little orange cones that the police use for bullet casings around his chair? Well, number two on them.
All right, hey, man, we got to go to break here, seriously. I do want to talk about some people doing great work. Protect your home. With Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. You got that old leaky roof, huh? Replace your old roof now and pay later. How's that sound to you? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials, lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. They're good. They're getting bigger and getting better every day with great people. Save big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows, low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm, the next storm that's going to pop. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK and let Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing get started with you. They'll do it all today.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, from the stomach flu that's going around to NFL free agency negotiations starting on Monday. My God, the league just never sleeps. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports senior NFL columnist, joins us. Pete, good morning, man. I'm telling you, this is crazy stuff going on.
It is crazy. I mean, this league gets crazier by the year, and it doesn't ever stop. It's the league that never sleeps, and it just keeps on trucking and trucking and trucking.
By the way, you ever had this stomach flu stuff? I literally crapped myself when I came in here yesterday. I've never had that happen.
No, that's called old age, Joe.
I thought that was my dad's age. My God, I didn't realize that happened to me.
Yeah, you don't blame the stomach flu. You're just old age. What are you talking about? Your depends are right around the corner.
Oh, boy, you're not kidding, man. But I'm sure I'll have them at home. One of my kids will send it over. Hey, so all this free agency stuff, we're going to know a lot more. I know it officially starts on Monday, but Pete, isn't this where we start hearing stuff on Saturday and Sunday with where guys are going for free agency?
By the way, did you actually do that yesterday in the studio?
No, I yes, 100%. And the
you
only
didn't make
good,
it out of the studio to the bathroom?
No, I literally was happening apparently while I was walking. I didn't know it, and I went to sit down, and I realized that I had a pants full. And it was literally, I ran in there, and thank God nobody was in here. I get in here super early to clean it up a little bit. But, man, yeah, it was bad.
You know what I say about that? You know what I say about that? Every guy, and they'll deny it to no end because I've had this conversation, has done that in their day by accident or whatever, or they couldn't stop it, and they just won't admit it. You know what I mean? Like the John Beeson, the former linebacker.
Yeah, I know John real well, yeah.
Yeah, John worked with us at CBS. We were having a job, and he told the story once where he was going up in the elevator in his apartment. It was slow, and he couldn't make it. It happened to everybody.
Yeah, but this one, like, if I would have had, like, you know, like, oh, no, it wasn't even that moment. I didn't even know. Apparently, it was. I have no idea. I literally was just walking. I had a big coffee that I was just getting ready to throw down and wasn't going to help the situation. But it was a bad situation. It's over. I still got this little funk, but I'm good now, Pete. But
Okay. Well, I told everybody, so they're all laughing.
I want to give everybody
a laugh. There's nothing you can do about it. You got to laugh about it. Yeah. And I will send you a box of Depends. Don't worry.
But I tell you, nothing worse than your pants, though. Nothing worse when that happens. Hey, so Pete, I got to tell you, Woody gets mad when I do that. Hey, this Davante Adams, what happens now with him? Released by the Jets, 32 years old. He's still pretty damn good, except he's friends with Aaron Rodgers. But besides that, still get a lot of money in the open market. Where's he end up?
Well, he's not getting a lot of money. He's going to get money, but not a lot of money. I think one thing that Davante Adams has to realize is he's not a number one wide receiver anymore. He's more of a 1A or a 2. And he's going to have to fit a role. And there are teams out there that need that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, like, if Dallas could figure out a way to get him in there and prepare him with CeeDee Lamb, I think that's a great compliment to CeeDee Lamb. So there are options for him. He's going to get a decent contract. But I think the days of the big contract are over. And, you know, you got to remember, when receivers get to be this age, it starts to decline. I mean, you can look over history and see that, see the numbers. So he can still play. I'd give him a 3-year deal. I wouldn't make it a mega deal, and if I were going to be a team to try to bring him in.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, I got to ask you, speaking of that, that leads me into our 31-year-old receiver here, Tyreek Hill. A lot of people, this is the first time I've seen, and I mean a lot of people, would love to see him get traded. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to keep him because they need him. How would you handle this whole thing with everything that's happened with him and things and not playing at the end of a game and all the other things that have popped up with Tyreek Hill?
Well, they allowed it to happen. I mean, when you have a player who you said doesn't feel like practicing today, so he's not going to, then you've opened yourself up to that. You've opened yourself up to every possibility from a discipline standpoint, from a guy who didn't want to go in back in the game, who doesn't want to practice, doesn't want to do this, I don't want to do that, maybe I'll go in for this route, maybe I'll run this play in this practice play. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just stand over here on the sideline. You've opened yourself up to that. And when he's the best player or supposed one of the best players on the team and he's doing that, it trickles down. And it trickles across the position group. And then it goes across the entire team. And young guys look at that and say, wow, he can do that. Then I'm going to do that. So how does it play out? You need to get him in the room and you need to try and stop it and tell him you're going to practice. You're not going to stand over there and pick the plays you want to run and the ones you don't want to run. That's on the organization. That's on the head coach. So if they want to blame anybody, look in the damn mirror. It's on them. And so he's professional enough. I think now to sit down with him at least and have that conversation. And if he doesn't adhere to what they want him to do, then you fine him, then you sit him, you take away game checks. But I think ultimately you look at it, they want to blame anybody. Blame yourself.
I think they're just hoping to get the good Tyreek Hill coming back and get him the ball and keep him healthy or keep him happy. And the other thing is they got to get Jaylen Waddle going as a number two receiver. Would you agree? His numbers are way down for a guy that got a new contract last year.
And admittedly, probably would tell you that because he's a good kid and he'll tell you he didn't play up to expectations. And I think, again, you know, that all bleeds over into the room. And it starts with Tyreek Hill and it starts with allowing him to be that guy. And Tyreek Hill is a great player when he's focused and he's healthy and he does things that nobody else in this league can do. But if you don't keep him focused and keep him, you know, practicing and playing, you got to practice. You got to do stuff. You got to be involved. You can't just be a guy, yeah, I'm going to go in now. And you've watched it. You've sat there with me. We've watched it. He's not practicing. Well, oh, there he goes. He's going to run a play. Hey, everybody clap. Tyreek Hill went in and ran a play. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe how fortunate the Dolphins are? Tyreek Hill ran a play today. How great is that? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And so they want to blame anybody? Blame the coach. The coach is responsible for it.
I wonder how much Mike can change or if he can get away the same stuff that Tyreek now knows. I know they've sat with him. Does he get the message now to come back and just be a guy that's playing? He's making a lot of money. You know, he got that, so we know that's not the problem. He's getting paid. They redid his contract. He got an extension to still be one of the highest paid receivers. So you hope whatever it is Mike's saying that he gets it, because if he's right, he can, you know, help you win a lot of games.
There's no doubt about it, Joe. I mean, he's a great player when he's focused and when they're, you know, making him become a great player. You know, look, guys, we've been around this league a long time. Guys, there are guys in this league that just don't want to be. I think Tyreek Hill wants to be a great player and likes the trappings of being a great player. But he also needs somebody to put a foot in his behind and say, go ahead and do it now. And so, yeah, they need him. They need him focused. They need him a part of the offense. There's only so many guys. Well, in fact, there's nobody in the league that can do what he does when he's healthy and at the top of his game, because he scares the daylights out of defensive backs. He scares the daylights out of opposing defensive coordinators. And you have to defend him differently. But if he's not focused and putting in the work and practicing and everything else, then he's not the same guy.
Yeah.
And then you have nagging injuries. And when you have nagging injuries, you're certainly not the same guy. So I think it's all a combination of everything with him. But you're right. They need him to be a big part of that offense.
So, Pete, the draft and the combo and everything, what are people saying overall about this draft? The Dolphins sitting here with a lot of picks and need a lot of different positions, or is it going to be more for you about maybe teams trying to get what they need in the free agency if they have the money?
Well, I think it's got to be a combination of both. But again, you want to build your team through the draft. And you know, when you're at the combine last week, and I was, everybody's talking about how it's not a great draft because there's not a lot of star power at the top and this and that. But you know what I always say? You go back and look at some of the drafts that they said weren't very good. You can find good players. I mean, there are a lot of good players in this draft. There are a lot of defensive tackles in this draft. There are a lot of good running backs in this draft. I mean, yeah, there's some positions, like I wouldn't say there's any top level great wide receivers, but there's some good ones. And if you move down the line, there's some decent ones. You know, Miami looking for offensive line help, you can get some. So I don't necessarily agree when everybody says it's not a great draft. And the reason they say it's not a great draft is you look at the top, where are all the quarterbacks? You know, there's a couple of them, but it's a drop off after the first two, I think. And, you know, where's the great, you know, defenders? Is there a great defender? I think there's two of them at the top. I think Carter, the defensive lineman, there's actually three. Carter, the defensive lineman, pass rusher from Penn State. Mason Graham, although he only weighed 296 pounds, is a beast playing for Michigan. And then you got Hunter, the cornerback out of Colorado, who's a great player. So there are good players. Look, bottom line is, if you don't think the top of the draft is great, then get your scouts and everybody else to go find players around 2, 3, and 4. That's where you make your team anyways.
Yeah. So moving on from that, Aaron Rodgers, does he end up getting a job somewhere when this all said and done? You talked about the shortage of quarterbacks and not crazy about this draft class after the first couple of guys. Does Aaron Rodgers get a job somewhere?
I think he does. I think he does. And, you know, look, there's going to be teams that are going to look around and say, hey, wait, we don't have a quarterback situation that's very good. We need to improve it. You know, Raiders, what do they do? You know, Sam Darnold's going to be on the market. Do you make a move for him? Does he go back on a lesser contract to Minnesota? If he does, then what do the Raiders do? I think that's a possibility. I think the Giants, depending on what they do in the draft, is another possibility. I mean, he's going to have a job. And, you know, the things you hear out of the Jets last year is, you know, the play would come in, he'd not run the play, he'd change the play. But by the end of the year, he was playing good football. For, you know, not Aaron Rodgers good football, but good quality quarterback. And I think there's a market for that out there. So he'll get a job and probably go into the season as a starter somewhere.
All right. I was down at University of Miami. Cam Ward, clearly the number one receiver, quarterback now.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. The only question about it is do you perceive him being one of those elite quarterbacks? That's the question. And you know, I've done some work on him. I like a lot of him. I've followed him from Incarnate. I remember when he transferred to Washington State, I told a couple guys that I work with, I said, you got to watch this kid because we're Pac-10 guys or Pac-12 guys or whatever that used to be. And so I always made sure to watch guys in the conference. And when he transferred, I wanted to watch him. And I went and watched him at Incarnate. I said, wait, they're getting a player. And he played well at Washington State, did a nice job at Miami. There's a lot to like. There are concerns. Let's be real. Plays a little loose with the football. There's no question about that. Has tendency to leave clean pockets at times and turn what could be simple 1-2-3 reads and throw to the middle into a play where he's either sacked for 15 yards or he gets outside the pocket and makes one of those wow plays, but that's not the way the play is designed to be run. So there's concerns about that. I had a team tell me the throw in motion, low, you know, he throws from the side, which is concerning. So there are a lot of concerns, but he's clearly, in my mind, the top quarterback in this draft
class. Yeah, man, I got to tell you, he made some throws last year with that group of guys in that offense that were just unbelievable.
He did. But you know what, though, Joe? You go back to the Cal game. There's also a couple throws where he throws across
pick six.
The field.
Yeah, one almost cost him the game late.
Yeah, and then he had another throw where he threw to the sideline that should have been a pick. A guy, I forget who that was. That should have been a pick six against somebody. A guy dropped it. I mean, there are throws when you go, oh, my God, what a great throw. And then there are throws you go, what in the hell is he doing?
Yeah. Well, listen, this is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Pete, thank you, man. Appreciate it. I know you're back in town. Appreciate it very much. You take care.
You got it, Joe. Take care.
All right. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports Senior NFL columnist. Nice enough to join us this morning. We got Ron Rothstein going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock out. We'll talk a little bit about the Heat and his former center, Ronnie Cicely, man. All good stuff. Hey, tell you who else got good stuff going on right now. Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler. Incredible offer going on right now for you. Stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. So you're going, that diamond engagement ring, you know she's the one. You're starting to look around. This is a hard deal to beat. This is a really hard one to beat because it is, you got to go see it. It's one thing to say it and you're going, oh, what's the catch? Go see it. It is beautiful. Choose from all shapes, larger size available with similar savings, but hurry. This deal is only for a limited time, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's for more than 30 years now. Been going there for Mark, and I got to tell you, the place is great. It's in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard, or go online to bevjewelers.com. Whether it's getting engaged or anniversary or birthday or anything else, Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged.